I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. This month, we have been discussing the concept of God's mercy and compassion. Not a small topic, as the Bible is full of this trait of our God. As I began to ponder and research where to take this podcast, I found myself very encouraged that the idea of God's compassion and mercy are all throughout the Bible. I am truly amazed at how patient God is with His creation, for we humans do some very foolish things. Let's look at King David. Plenty of content there when it comes to God's mercy. David, the man after God's own heart, had many of his missteps documented in Scripture. Even as old age approaches, David makes another misstep in 2 Samuel 24. David decides to take a census of the people, and by verse 10, regrets his decision already. Now David's heart troubled him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in what I have done, but now, Lord, please take away any iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly." This looks like more than just regret. David's heart troubled him. David recognizes this act as sinful, and at this stage of life, has to be sick to his stomach and heartbroken that he is still sinning against his God. Does this strike a chord with you? I gave my life to Christ as a teenager, and here I am at 62, still finding myself sinning and seeking God's mercy. I get that we are all human and fall under the curse of Adam, but the struggle can be very frustrating. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. Romans 7, verse 19. David understood the principle of mercy from God in his life, and he also understood that it takes more than just mere words in a prayer to restore his relationship with God. David yearned in his heart for forgiveness, and we know that God sees the heart. You just can't fake it. David also understood that it would require action as well, turning from sin or seeking out forgiveness if someone else is affected, or as in this case, David needed to build an altar, one that David paid a price for both in money, labor, and time in prayer. And so, 2 Samuel ends this way. David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. Thus the Lord was moved by the prayer for the land, and the plague was held back from Israel. So why was the plague held back? Why do we not get what we deserve? James chapter 4, verse 13 says, "For judgment will be merciless to the one who shows no mercy." Mercy triumphs over judgment. Take a moment today to reflect on those times God's mercy was shown to you, and look for an opportunity to share God's mercy with someone in your world. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.